This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now.
This is an election victory that will reverberate across Europe. Emmanuel Macron, liberal, pro-EU, who supports globalization and immigration. France's next president. And he's only 39. Mr. Macron created his political movement just a year ago to give French voters, tired of their traditional parties, a new choice, not at the extremes, but in the middle.
Ce que nous avons fait,
what we've done,
depuis tant et tant de mois,
for so many months,
n'a ni précédent,
there's
ni
no
équivalent.
Comparison, there's no equivalence to that.
Tout le monde nous disait,
everybody
que
was saying to
impossible.
Us it was impossible.
Mais ils ne connaissaient pas la France.
But they didn't know anything about France.
His opponent, the far-right anti-EU Marine Le Pen, was soundly beaten. She did, though, secure 11 million votes, a third of those cast. And she said the fact she made it to the runoff meant her party should now be seen as the official opposition in France. But Mr. Macron's vision is a repudiation of the populist, anti-establishment wave that brought Brexit and Donald Trump, and which Marine Le Pen sought to harness too.
Above all, this is a victory for Europe's centrists and a defeat for Europe's populists and Eurosceptics. Mr. Macron has already said he will work to strengthen the EU, and EU leaders have rushed to congratulate him.
They see Mr. Macron giving the EU new impetus. So this win means the UK, about to negotiate Brexit, will face an EU starting to feel confident that the populist tide may be turning. Amy Grammaticus, BBC News, Paris.
You know, some are saying, Scott, the reason, for the rejection of Le Pen is, France was a little concerned at the reaction of the populist moves, not only in Britain, but certainly in the United States, that, they just felt like they didn't want to, some have suggested, be that brave or be that courageous to go with Le Pen. But, I think it's still courageous on their part to pick somebody, kind of like a Trump with little experience or no experience in politics. And here's this young leader now in charge. And feeling like he needed to stay in the middle. And maybe that was the populist thing, actually, is that being in the middle. And maybe he was more populist than what they were talking about. Although I think the issues of immigration, as they're talking about, and their relationship with the EU, something has to happen in a very positive way for the EU to kind of gain some significance, because I think they're still kind of licking their wounds there with the exit of Britain. And because ever since that's happened, I haven't heard anything that would make you feel maybe Britain and the people have made a bad choice there because things have changed, or there's something happening on the horizon that makes the EU look so much better, to make their vote a little dubious. But in this particular case, quite interesting. And also was kind of curious to see how this was going to land anyway, we talk about outside interference. President Obama, as you recall, was involved and went to England to talk to the British and say, whatever you do, you want to stay in the EU. You do not want to be part of the Brexit move. Well, we saw how that happened, and it didn't bode well. But maybe in this particular case here,
but that interference is okay. That's okay interference.
Yeah, I know. that's a whole other discussion. But interestingly enough, because the president was on President Obama was on a bad roll here, because it was like every time he seemed to touch some sort of political process, it wasn't coming out his way. But this one here, he did support Macron. So he may take some credit, might do a victory lap, so to speak, on this one. But, you know, I agree with you. You know, it's okay if we meddle. It's just when the other guys meddle, you know. I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's still up to me and you. It's got to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. As we say, top-down is what got us into this mess. So absolutely important that you engage and become activated, an activated citizen. You know, we've deactivated ourselves, and this is why we're $20 trillion in debt and counting. And we have the government that we have. And yes, there is some light maybe there at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully it's not another train coming in our direction. But there seems to be some light here. But again, we have to, as we've said for many years, you know, we've got to send reinforcements into the cause. And we've got to stay activated to hold them accountable. That's what a government up for and by we the people is all about. I don't know about you, but, you know, Scott, over the weekend, it seemed, I don't know what it was. I just seemed to be talking with Democrats. I just ended up in houses and meetings and lunches and dinner with, you know, staunch Democrats, which is fine.
Where are you right now?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, Nicolette, yeah. You're like in the, I know, yes, thank you.
You're in the land of the liberal.
Yes, right, yes, so I'm here. But the thing was quite interesting was, you know, people's response to what was going on. Number one thing, what do you think the number one thing they were talking about?
Probably healthcare.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, healthcare, without a doubt. And the thing was interesting, too, was, they're fairly reasonable about it. I mean, not so empirical or, you know, or ideological. And it was just like, hey, why can't we get this? Why can't we get this together? You know, what is going on? And they agreed. You know, I said, well, where are the Democrats? Because they're the ones that mess this thing up. And I got to think they know where some skeletons lie and realize some mistakes that they've made along the way. But they're, you know, the people are really starting to get upset and, you know, that the Democrats are not doing some heavy lifting, that all they're doing is sitting on the sidelines and criticizing. The true test of this, of course, will be the midterm.
I have an issue with that, too, because it's not like the two people running on the Democratic side weren't running with on sort of a similar thing of like, hey, this needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, if it needs to be fixed, then why aren't you helping?
Yeah, where's your ideas? Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing. See, when you hate Trump so much, but you see what they're not seeing is hating Trump is hating the American people. It's hating, you know, the very people that they rejected is why they lost all these seats over all these past elections, right?
Not helping because of one man is hurting 330 million.
Yeah, makes
people.
Sense, huh?
Doesn't it? I mean, come on.
Well, and I believe the voter electorate is going to, is happening enough. And it's interesting, you know, that you're hearing this on both sides. You know, the Democrats are starting to come to reason and say, well, come on, you guys, do your job. You know, make something happen. We've suffered enough with all this partisan bickering. You know, it's not done well. We've just had eight disastrous years, you know, to be honest about it. And that was the other thing, too, was their assessment. I said, well, how did you feel like, you know, President Obama did? And they were sober about it. They weren't, you know, like some in the Beltway that, you know, for the sake of the party and everything else and not to show any kind of chink in the armor. You know, they were pretty sober about it and said, well, not good. You know, he could have done better. But again, all the partisan bickering, you know, on both sides. Again, you know, it's not like anybody's pure here, right?
No, definitely not. And as far as his legacy goes, you're not going to really know until a few years down the line. Obviously, you know, I mean, you have talked about it. We weren't happy with it, and it didn't feel like it did much for me. But like my dad tells me all the time, he goes, yeah, when Reagan was in office, I hated him. He goes, I didn't like him at all. And he goes, you know, now looking back on it, you know, 30 years later, well, man, I wish we had that guy.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Right. And it takes a while. It does take. I mean, it wasn't like Reagan came in and everything, you know, started working. We had this discussion with several experts last week. It took some time. It's going to take some time here. But the trajectory and the prospect of what Trump is doing in terms of, you know, deregulation and freeing up, enterprise and capitalism here in this country, I think it is a positive thing. And, you know, whether it's the stock market, banks, you know, how many bankers have we had on, Scott, that are just excited about all the small business activity that's going on? And the thing is for me, see, what I get more excited about, the banks are subsequent. The most important thing to me is the people. It are the people with dreams that have been, you know, holding back, that feel like they've been, you know, hamstrung all this time by the government. I mean, when you have a situation where you got a little girl can't open up a lemonade stand, you know, seriously, I mean, that's ridiculous, you know. So what does that say about, you know, free enterprise, the free market system here in this country when you've got, you know, regulations that are tying up a lemonade stand? I mean, really?
Well, I mean, Jordan Goodman's been very excited about the possibilities, and he's been excited about what's transpired so far. I think we'll have him on later this week, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
And he the entire time he's been very excited, very, very happy. So I don't know enough about, you know, stuff like that. So when you hear a guy like Jordan talking about it and getting and being excited, that makes me feel positive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and this is the thing. This is why we bring the experts on, because we try to get it out of, opinion, you know, as we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And everybody's going to have a certain degree of that. But I don't want to focus so much on opinion as much as, hey, let's empower our family of listeners with information that they can take to the bank. Whether it's information from Jordan or healthcare, bring the experts in that know what they're doing, you know, EPA stuff, you know, Tom Borelli, the people from, you know, Project 21, you know, and Horace Cooper and them whenever we're talking about legal stuff. So we bring in experts that know and have the experience so that we're not just sitting there flapping our gums, you know, because the idea here is that, as you say, Scott, you know, we've got heavy lifting to do, and who wants to waste resources? And this is what I appreciate, again, about Donald Trump, is as a business guy, he's taking the people's money and saying, hey, where's the return on investment? Why is it that we have 18 agencies without a leader that are just spending the people's money and there's no accountability? Only a businessman could ask that question. You know, for 8 years, this was operating under Barack Obama. And probably, you know, if the truth be known, you know, you can go back maybe several administrations and realize that it was Democrat and Republican alike, because that is the nature of the Beltway. They get used to doing the same old thing. Nobody questions it. They said, well, that's just the way it is. It's the bureaucracy. You know, some have referred to it in some cases as the deep state. But we're talking to well-entrenched bureaucrats that, you know, love the way America is operating, because they make lots of money. They do really well. You know, that's why when you go, you know, just outside of D.C. and the number one zip code in the country, it's all attached, you know, to D.C. politics. and they say thank you very much. And those are the big houses. Those are the people who are paying cash for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cars. And meanwhile, you know, we're scrambling to try to hold it together and to make sure that we still have a roof over the heads of our family members, right? But I guess it's only fair as far as the D.C. bureaucrats are concerned. But this is why the populist movement here in the United States and why we continue to cheer Donald Trump on. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America, as we continue to talk, yes, about that number one, giant elephant that's in the room. Yes, health care.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Interrupting both of you equally, Carl, your thoughts about that?
Look, last week, Dr. Gruber wrote a column
here's the whiteboard.
He blamed it all on the insurers because
they guessed wrong. Really, actually, the government told them to consider that they would get a lot more healthier, younger people than they actually got in any single year that this program's been in effect. He said Trump stopped the ads. Trump stopped the ads on the 26th of January, and the end of the enrollment period was the 31st. Really, the problems of Obamacare are going to be solved by 4 days worth of TV ads? Really? He also said the executive order said not to enforce the individual mandate, and that caused problems, disruption in the force. Well, President Obama delayed the individual mandate for 2 years and the employer mandate for a year. And finally, he said, he talked about the cost-sharing payments, and that caused distress among the insurance companies. Well, the insurance companies are getting the cost-sharing payments, despite the fact that last year a federal judge declared them illegal. President Trump said, I'll continue to pay him until the issue is resolved. Last October, Dr. Gruber said the program is working exactly as we designed it. Now, it was designed, as he said earlier, with the stupidity of the American people built into their calculations of how to sell it. But it is a broken system, and it's going to go under. And
I got to give Dr. Gruber the last word here. 30 seconds, sir.
Okay, so basically you have a system which was not working perfectly, but as a system which was very fixable. The question
can you respond to what Carl just said?
Well,
working as designed. It is working as designed. There is no sense in which it needs to be fixed, Mr. Gruber said. The law is working as designed.
The law could absolutely be improved. But the question is, instead of improving it, why do you take steps to undercut it and then cause 24 million people to lose health insurance and seniors?
The CBO said those were people who did not have insurance. That is to say they would not buy insurance because there were no longer
24 million more Americans.
That's 10 million people are covered in the exchanges. How can you lose 24 million people, 10 million people have bought insurance?
And we will.
Well, as you can tell here, of course, Gruber is fighting for his political, whatever remains of any kind of political life. I got to tell you, Scott, it is beyond me why Jonathan Gruber is even, you know, coming forth to address anything about this bill. I mean, you talk about, I don't know, I mean, I hate the word stupidity, but, you know, to me, here's a guy who insults the American people. And here, you know, this academic.
They're all idiots, right?
Yeah. Well, you just said, well, they're just too stupid, you know, because they're just kind of stupid. And you just have to do this thing for them because they can't figure this out. Although, you know, here it is. You had health care before and you weren't having the problem. I mean, you weren't talking. Scott, I mean, before Obamacare, when did you talk about health care? You know, in your family, when did you talk about it?
I didn't. I just
it was a non-issue.
I just paid now it. I just paid it out of the. It just came out.
Hey, something happened. You know, your son needs health care. You get him to the doctor. It was no big deal. Today, you're sitting there, and a lot of people, you know, there are some people who go, hey, it's no big deal because Obamacare works for them, because what this turned into was one humongous entitlement. This became a wedge issue, and this is the problem that I don't care, you know, Democrats, Republicans, you know, Donald Trump is going to have, is that once you giveth, it is hard, and to taketh away. And as we talked with Andrew Kay and Megan Barth last week, is Ronald Reagan so famously is quoted as saying, is that, you know, the closest thing to eternal life is a government agency or anything in the bureaucracy, so to speak. And so here it is. You've got this deal that came in, and it was all under a ruse, as admitted by Dr. Gruber, and because it was never about health care. It was only about the single-payer system. You know, they wanted to confuse people to where everybody would finally throw up the white flag of surrender and say, okay, fine, just give it to me. Let's just go. And this is the growing sentiment that we have here in this country. And unless... whether it's Karl Rove or whoever it is or Donald Trump, that they get somebody that can articulate the healthcare situation, this is going to be a tough sell.
Well, I think part of the issue on that is that I think we need to stop throwing around numbers without people.
Yeah, 24 million people. 24 million. Well, where are these 24 million people coming? Well, now, is this just incidental or what? You know, it's just like. You know, what you heard is when you talk with Betsy McCoy, and Betsy's like been like, you know, the expert of experts on Obamacare. She's written two books on it. And, you know, with all the profuse number of regulations and additional paper, I mean, it was 2,600, almost 2,700 pages of regulation to blow your brains out trying to, you know, trying to understand, you know, from one statement to the next. It wasn't that they were, you know, I mean, as Dr. Gruber said, they confused it on purpose. And to such a degree that by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, you got Justice Roberts going, oh, no, it's a tax. You mean it's a tax? Well, even though they told their constituency it wasn't. And so we said, okay, when are they going to feel the pain for lying to the people? Well, actually, they did, because they got voted out of office, and the Democrats, the power was taken away from them. And but yet they're insisting, because they've got a number of people who got their Obamacare for a dollar a month, like that guy. I keep saying, you know, because that's the sentiment of this, you know, counter-opposing force here, is you, and this is why it's turned into an entitlement. Is they've given the health care at a very cheap cost to a percentage of the voters and or the citizens, and they're going, hey, I don't want to lose that freebie. Well, yeah, I don't blame you.
And those are the people that get championed.
Of course.
If all of a sudden she no longer has her dollar health insurance, she's one that will be championed.
Oh, she's on the middle of the street. It's a revolt going on, and you've got all the celebrities in Hollywood coming alongside and all that sort of thing. It's unfair. And it's like, well, I don't see them dipping in their pockets. I don't see them coming up with ideas. This is why I think it's just this one-size-fits-all type of thing, and the government being up to its elbows like this. I think the best thing, again, I maintain, we've got people that are self-responsible, and I'm not sure what that number is, Scott. I don't know if it's 40. I don't think it's as high as 50%, but probably somewhere between 35 and 40%. If you took those people and you said, okay, look it, go ahead and find your health care. Be involved in some association, you know, AMAC or whatever, you know. I think even Rand Paul is suggesting AARP. You got 30 million people there. But whatever it is, some group insurance, and work out your deal and have that ability to go and do that. Or like with Josh Umber, Dr. Josh Umber with Atlas MD, go there and secure your own health care through a direct pay model. You know, $50 a month. Last time I checked, a lot better than, you know, $12,000 a year, $12,000 to $17,000 a year with copay. You know, all your routine medical expenses covered with $50 a month, prescription 10 cents on the dollar. Why would you not want to do that? And I think most people, if given that opportunity, most of that, you know, that universe of about 35-40% would do that. So that's a humongous group of people that the government doesn't have to worry about. And because of what was set up by the Democrats, and we're going to carry this albatross around with us, and we've got to address the pre-existing, and of course the Democrats say, oh, they're throwing them out. That's no such thing. I mean, Representative Scalise, who was the whip on this, said that's a total lie. And that is part of the problem that we have here. And the frustration, as I was mentioning to you, with different Democrats that even, they go, they don't even know what the truth is. And to your point, you're talking about the 24, we got 24 million people. Where's that number coming from? I mean, you guys can't even tell me the 30 million people that supposedly was the problem the last time. How many of those 30 million people did we actually help? I mean, there's no, you know, it's just this general number. And then you realize that a good portion of that 30 million people, you know, they opened up the gate to Medicaid. Oh, there's the entitlement. So and now what are you doing there with the budget, with the people that already had Medicaid or Medicare? You know, what happened with them? And so now the projection is that they're going to get less than what they had because they had to accommodate this political process that Jonathan Gruber and Barack Obama and the Democrats blessed us with here. No question. I mean, and I'm sure your head's about ready to explode here, but you've got to be aware of what is going on. And there's a lot of politicking here. And I'm like you. I want to get outside of the politics and let's get onto real solutions here that are helpful to all Americans. Why not? 29 minutes right now after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
KDC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, you know, if you lose sight of your main objective, which is what the Constitution is all about, I mean, because you can't, you just can't reference, you know, what's going on. This is why politicians, this is why government wants you to believe, some people in government will want you to believe in the elasticity, as they put it, their words, of the Constitution. There's no elasticity to it. The elasticity means that that gives them room to reinterpret, misinterpret, in light of this information age in which we live in light of the fake news that we're bombarded with, even when it comes to internet privacy. Well, Katie McAuliffe is with us, Federal Affairs Manager at the Americans for Tax Reform and Executive Director of Digital Liberty for the past 4 years. Katie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on. We need your expertise here on what's going on. Again, in the realm of fake news, it runs abound. It is abounding, I should say, in relationship to our privacy and the internet. And, you know, what is, you know, coming to be affected here come the end of this year? I mean, a lot of people are suddenly concerned about things and maybe overly concerned because, you know, some of this stuff is being all fake news on us.
Yeah, I mean, there has been a lot of confusion around privacy. You know, there was a congressional CRA and Congress kind of rolled back these so-called privacy rules that the Federal Communications Commission passed. Mm. However, they weren't privacy rules, really. They were just a massive power grab by this agency, and Congress never said that they had any jurisdiction over privacy.
Mm-hmm. So where are we at right now, and what exactly does all this mean, Katie, for us?
Well, everything is the same. It's the same internet that you used 3, 6 months, a year ago. You know, it's the same internet. Your private information is still protected. Congress didn't give some broad sweeping powers to ISPs or anything along those lines. Mm-hmm. We still have control over our information so that we can exchange it for free services, or, you know, nothing's really free. Our information is currency.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have that ability. Your information is still protected by statutes. And if there's a massive, you know, misconduct by a company, state attorneys general can still do things. And the FCC, under its new leadership from Chairman Ajit Pai, is returning that authority back to the Federal Trade Commission, who is the right agency for enforcement actions on privacy violations.
Exactly. Well, Katie, exactly when we, you know, check that box and agree to utilize the software, and we are empowering them to use our information, what is the beginning and the end and use of that information that we've allowed them to use?
Right. Well, it all depends on what it's what you've agreed to, if it's your email address, or if it's things about you while you're using a website. A lot, and most of this is just used for advertising. Mm-hmm. This isn't the same kind of thing as, say, perhaps you've heard about the Electronic Communications Privacy Act reforms or the Email Privacy Act, where we were working to get, to make sure that law enforcement agencies had to get a warrant in order to read our emails.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a much bigger deal when we talk about privacy and who is, you know, that's not an exchange of information for our benefit. That's just someone taking our information, and that's someone being the government.
Right. Well, and we hear all the about the collection of metadata that's taken place, the facilities that are being built up at the people's expense to collect all this information. So to what extent, are they just, you know, the NSA and that, they're just collecting everybody's email and just holding it still, and that's still pretty much the case? It's not that anybody is scrutinizing it. It's only scrutinized when it comes, you know, if you happen to run for the presidency or something like that, probably.
Well, there may be some of that. Honestly, I'm not too sure about where the NSA stands on some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that when it comes to domestic federal law enforcement, the companies, the ISPs, the websites, everyone stands very strong. There was a court decision that said, you know, law enforcement agencies can't get your email content without the target of the investigation's permission. And all of the companies have stood very strong for that. So they stand up for Americans' privacy regularly.
Mm-hmm. So you say, in short, privacy has not gotten worse as a result of this regulatory repeal, right?
Right. As a result of this particular CRA, Congress saying, hey, FCC, those privacy rules were bad. Because just because you hear privacy doesn't mean they're good. You know, mm-hmm. not all privacy rules are created equally.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. See, when things are put out there, and of course, and it's done in bureaucratic terms, it can be confusing to the everyday user who just wants to be able to go and check their email, take advantage of the Internet of Things without feeling like, you know, like in some cases that have come out that, you know, the camera in your TV is seeing you walk around half dressed and other things in your household going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, these privacy rules actually came out of an order that was 300 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the kind of thing that it takes a while to get into these things.
Well, so where are we going to go? What's our next step on all this, Katie? As far as the people are concerned, go ahead.
Yeah, so our next step is the Federal Trade Commission will have its authority restored. The FCC and FTC, the chairman, are acting together to get that put back in place. And until the law has fully been, you know, kind of readjusted to put that back together, the FCC is going to follow the same regulatory guidelines as the FTC. I'm sorry, so many letters here.
Yeah.
And state AGs still have their power. You know, so everything is everything is exactly the same.
It's just we've got a lot of bluster here, and so nothing to get too excited about, but yet we still need to, as far as we the people, need to stay activated to make sure that we're holding everybody accountable is still the point, right?
Yeah, and that's and a lot of it comes down to personal responsibility, you know, checking those privacy policies. And I'm not talking about going through and reading that whole whatever it is, but going to the page, like, say, with your ISP, with the website that you use, with your mobile phone, going into the privacy settings and just looking at those. And that doesn't take very long to click yes, no, opt in, opt out.
Yes, exactly. Well, I appreciate the information. Regarding tax reform, we know that this is the next big step, you know, for President Trump. He laid out a vision for it. What is the position for Americans for tax reform on, you know, the president's vision that he cast here last week?
You know, we're really excited about tax reform. I mean, it has been 30 years since we've had tax reform, and in that time, you know, we've really fallen behind on the competitiveness of our tax code. So trying to compete internationally and for small businesses, it's very difficult. So bringing those tax brackets into just three different divisions, bringing down some of those the interest deductions, getting rid of the death tax, getting rid of the gift tax, those kind of things are huge for everyone across the board. Increasing the standard deduction, huge for everyone, not just major corporations.
What about the simplification of it, Katie? I mean, is this going to take all these tax preparers out of business? Because, you know, you've got, then Governor Perry, you know, demonstrated everybody, how would you like to fill your taxes out on this, you know, 3x5 index card, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think that's a real possibility. And I think getting rid of those deductions doesn't hurt people. I think you're going to see the actual tax rates go far down enough to make that not even a question.
Well, if it's simplified to where, you know, even the very wealthy and you take out those exceptions and everything like that, you know, not only do they have tax preparers going by the wayside, but maybe some of these tax attorneys won't be necessary either. Would that be novel?
I think that would be delightful.
Yes. And then, you know, we could see, you know, we might be able to do something about this $20 trillion indebtedness that we have, and may be able to modernize our military and get our infrastructure squared away. So we look forward to the fight that will continue there. Katie McAuliffe, Federal Affairs Manager at Americans for Tax Reform. Katie, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Lindsay Beeler-Greenleaf is with us. Lindsay is a director at ADBI Health, a healthcare provider consultancy firm where she focuses on legislative and regulatory issues in healthcare. And we really appreciate Lindsay coming on because, as we had discussed earlier, so much is out there. I mean, even over the weekend, Lindsay, we have Jonathan Gruber, who said the people were, you know, too basically we're just too stupid. We didn't understand healthcare. So they purposely confused it in order to give us something that they believed, the elites believed, was in our best interest. And, of course, 7 years later, we're still trying to figure out what he meant by best interest, right?
Well, thank you, Jonathan Gruber. Yes. In our best interest, supposedly, is now that competition has gone down under Obamacare, we've had premiums go up by double digits year after year with a 25% increase in 2017 alone. So I think we as general public are able to understand that. For sure.
And the exchanges, I mean, you don't even have insurance companies. I mean, they're dropping like flies all over the place. And, of course, we're not even talking, Lindsay, at this point, we're not even talking about the medical operation itself in terms of doctors who have dropped out of the system, right?
Oh, exactly. For insurers, you have insurers fleeing the marketplaces. Right now you have one-third of all U.S. counties and six states only have one insurance company to choose from. But your point on physicians and the Medicaid program, we have a third of all physicians that aren't accepting new Medicaid patients. So the status quo simply is not working.
Mm-hmm. So with what, you know, the Congress, you know, has approved and have sent over to the Senate, you're saying this is worth celebrating.
Well, the House bill certainly isn't perfect, but there are a lot of positive reforms in it to talk about. For one thing, you're repealing the Obamacare mandates that are forcing people to buy more coverage than they want or need. Mm-hmm. You're providing tax credits to help people afford coverage. You're giving states much greater flexibility with their own Medicaid program. And you're cutting taxes by nearly $1 trillion. And all of this, the bill is still expected to lower premiums by 10%.
Lindsay, is it a trillion or half a trillion right now? I think it's, you know, I thought it was estimated, I mean, they're hoping to get it down to $1 trillion, which, of course, President Obama and the Democrats did everything that they could to stay away from the T word. Remember how they were just dancing? They just did not want it. And the T word, not only trillion, but T word in taxes, too.
Right.
But those two T words, they tried to stay away from it. And the CBO kept, you know, scoring it and keeping it just
right.
barely under $1 trillion. And then afterwards, they just couldn't help themselves and said, well, yeah, it's going to be like about 1.25 trillion, you know.
Right, and the other T word, they didn't want it to be called a tax until it was before the Supreme Court. The only
right.
way to keep Obamacare around is if we called it a tax, not a penalty. But it would be cutting taxes by nearly $1 trillion over a 10-year span. That's also including the ending of the mandates that you're referring to, the employer
right.
and individual mandates.
Well, and that's huge. I mean, people have complained about it, but the challenge we have, Lindsay, is what this turned into was one humongous entitlement program. And I think that's the big elephant in the room that is burdensome, you know, for this new policy and new legislation is how do they, you know, as we know, once the government giveth, boy, it is, they're hard pressed to taketh away. And especially when it comes to entitlement.
Oh, you're exactly right. And that's the struggle we're seeing. That was the struggle in the House, and the struggle will be even worse when the Senate is putting together their bill. Once mm-hmm. once you give out an entitlement, it's nearly impossible to take it back. I think going forward, the reforms that are most important are what we can do to improve access by just lowering overall health care premiums for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That will make it easier for everybody to sign up for their own coverage.
I think if they let them go, Lindsay, we've been saying on this show, I don't know if you're familiar with the direct pay. You've got to be familiar with the direct pay model. And so, you know, there are people already doing that. You know, it's like a concierge medical service where they're paying $50 a month. And they've already, you know, reduced prescription fees to 10 cents on the dollar. It's incredible. I mean, you know, so you're talking, you know, we're going back to the old days of about, you know, $600 a year as opposed to as high as $17,000 a year. And all you get is you get basically, you know, a card saying you have insurance. But when you go, you got all this copay and everything else involved in paying for it. So you've paid $17,000 before you've had any kind of service whatsoever. And this is,
right.
you know, certainly on a certain percentage of people. But I'm saying, look, get as many people out of relying on the government as possible. And if you can push them into, you know, some association that gives them direct pay or whatever, or they can take advantage of a direct pay model. I've been doing direct pay for about 12 years because I found out early that doctors appreciated cash. It kept them, you know, it minimized some of the problems in dealing with, you know, insurance processing. As you know, you're talking about, you know, on an average about 35% of a doctor's office expense is handling just the paperwork for insurance. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they got to wait 90, 120 days to get paid. So this way they're paid faster. They're able to make this model work. And with the doctors that I've spoken with, you know, they say, especially the early practitioners, that a direct pay model is very effective for them. And that brings down. But I'm thinking if we get a good number, I don't know what that number is. I don't know if it's 35, 40% of the people out of relying on the government, and now you got the government only dealing with pre-existing and some of these hard to cover areas, then we can, you know, kind of, you know, utilize that money and probably invest it in an area where it's really needed, as opposed to people who have the wherewithal and the interest to work out their own direct pay situation. Does that make sense?
Exactly. It's a win-win for everybody. You're helping the people that need the most help, but for everyone else, you're putting into a system that is working for them and lowering everyone's cost of care and also reducing physician burden. I mean,
exactly.
Physician burden's at an all-time high.
Well,
my own parents have
yeah.
actually signed up for a kind of concierge medicine service that you're referring to because their favorite internist decided he's no longer accepting Medicare. He's just
right.
had it. He's like, I'm
exactly.
done.
Yeah. So why not pay the concierge fee, the direct model fee, pay that, and then you've got it, you know, and it's you know, at least my experience has been really reasonable compared to everything, you know, everything else that you're running into. But again, it just, it lightens the load. And the other thing is they have to, and of course, this is going to be the hard thing because bureaucracy doesn't know how to be efficient. We can only hope that with Donald Trump, you know, as a businessman, maybe some of that sense of business acumen might translate into the beltway to where people start looking at the people's money in the context of ROI. You know, yeah, you got the people's money, but what did they get in terms of return investment instead of going in and trying to, you know, swell up the, the roles and the amount of people involved with it because they're being incentivized for all the wrong reasons. So we just keep forcing people, whether it's welfare or any other entitlement deal, they figure, okay, they're winning if we've got more welfare recipients instead of the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about unwinding the bureaucracy in general. I can at least say we've already seen coming out of Health and Human Services, we've seen Secretary Price and CMS Administrator Seema Verma. They've already released guidance and regulations that are putting more flexibility on the states and operating their own healthcare systems. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important step here in terms of just getting the federal government out of the practice of medicine.
Exactly. Well, just what you want. You want Marco Rubio in the middle of your decision to deal with your health care? Wouldn't you want to be directly with your daughter? And
exactly.
I only say Marco Rubio as a bureaucrat. You just pick one, you know. It just sounds good to say Marco Rubio, I guess. I don't know. So forgive me. Nothing. I'm not picking on Marco Rubio because I think I like some of his ideas, many of his ideas. Regarding pre-existing conditions here, Lindsay, I mean, this seems to be a protected class. The Democrats said, look, we want to protect people with pre-existing conditions. And the Republicans inherited that.
Well, to be clear, the House bill maintains the requirement that health plans must provide coverage to those with pre-existing conditions. That is a critical fact that Democrats aren't talking about, and it's quite misleading. Mm-hmm. So insurance companies do have to they are required to provide coverage. The House bill, though, would allow each state to decide to opt out of a different requirement. It's called the community rating requirement, and that's a part of Obamacare that requires everyone to have the same premiums regardless of health status. Allowing states to opt out of this would allow for premiums to go down dramatically for the healthier populations, and that would encourage more of the younger, healthier demographic to sign up for coverage, which would lower premiums for everybody. So I think it's a little misleading when Democrats keep saying this bill does nothing to protect those with pre-existing conditions because, again, insurance companies are still required to offer coverage.
Yeah, it's a big fat lie. I mean, basically, you got to call it for what it is. They're lying.
Yes. And on top of that, the bill provides for a lot of money to go back to the states to help the states reduce premiums for those with pre-existing conditions. The bill includes $138 billion for the states to help stabilize their own marketplaces. So by no means is this House bill just pulling the rug out from under anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we are. We're back with what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have presented. Remember that ad with, you know, the Paul Ryan lookalike throwing granny over the curb, I mean, over the cliff,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, I mean, we laugh about it, but yet it's scary for seniors who think, well, you know, Nancy's right and, you know, the Democrats are right. Those doggone Republicans, they just want to, you know, get rid of the problem, and we're an aging problem for them, so it's easy for us to, you know, look for a cliff to jump off of.
Well, this bill does not touch Medicare benefits, for one thing. You know, we're really only talking about the individual market with these reforms in the first place. But, I can't get that image of that commercial out of my head.
Exactly. Well, Lindsay, what about the other thing they're not talking about in terms of reducing? Of course, maybe this will probably come in the Senate bill, and that's being able to sell across state lines. And if there's going to be any kind of tort reform in this deal.
I do not know if there will be any kind of tort reform in this deal, though. I really think that is something Congress should pick back up. That is contributing to the total cost of care as doctors are feeling forced to practice defensive medicine because they're so afraid of being sued.
Yes.
But that and the selling of insurance across state lines, to the extent that increases competition, I mean, these are things that I hope the Senate considers when they draft their bill.
Exactly. Lindsay Mailer-Greenleaf has been with us, director of ADBI Health, a healthcare provider consultancy firm. Lindsay, thank you so much for your expertise. Appreciate it. Great insight.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Lifetime.